I guess we'll date the tape now so we can get started. Today is the last day of March, March 31, 1996, and we're gathered at the meeting room for a little meeting. Commander will be here in just an instant, so I'm going to turn the machinery off until he arrives. The commander's here, but he wants me to start the meeting by reading today's writing. Smile if you see the light. A smile says many things to self and to others. It is a welcome sign of being accepted. Or more often in your evil empire, it means gotcha, or I think I gotcha. It can also mean you didn't get me, you got yourself. And readers, you cannot function if you do not know your enemies. One by one around these parts, they are making themselves known from the right and from the left and below. Paren, the evil empire always does dirty tricks and hits below the belt in a secret hiding and thinks he gets away with it. From above, if you be good in good intent, God will point the way, and then either way it comes to interim conclusions, it will be for the better outcome in the end. Who would ever trust a snitch, a squealer, and especially one who is covering his own misdeeds? No one. But any enemy will use that one to the limits of possibilities, and in the end, he will be run over by his own associates, as surely as the flattener runs upon the new roadway. These interesting people who have lied, cheated, and stolen have set themselves up. They have formed a coalition, a cult, if you will, led by George Green, who, according to himself, set up a cult in the first place, according to the papers. He has tried to make it appear that we have something or other going, but alas, we do not. He does. We don't even fit into the category of patriot, willing to shoot the first person that crosses us. He has worked with Bogreitz for his compound in Idaho, wherein anyone from the government who comes up the road with guns will get shot, at the least shot at. Good or bad, it is their business, not ours. What does Green have to do with the group in Montana, which is now under siege? Interesting question, isn't it? He wants money, and they offered a lot of money in valid warrants for collection. What is unlawful about it is that people go use these drafts as checks and currency. No, people, you have to first collect on the proved-up liens and collateral. We do understand that a few instruments from Montana have been proved up and set for collection in foreign banks in Costa Rica and Puerto Rico. And yes, indeed, this is where Mr. Anderson and George both had connections to receive gold and stash it offshore. This is probably why George is working so diligently against Eckers with the ADL and Stephen Horn, attorney for everybody on the opposing side. It must be a good substantial payoff if you can stand the discomfort of the continuation of cast-iron feelings. Of course, you must remember that the main topic in law school is how to bridge the truth without outright lies in front of a judge. But, as it happens, how can you blame a good Jewish lawyer? After all, there is the Kol Nidre to be considered. That is the negation of all vows, past or in the coming year on the Day of Atonement, a Jewish annual affair. In other words, there is an oath to negate all vows made, and therefore false attestation, testimony, affidavit, or evidence is quite religiously acceptable. But do our own adversaries practice such unbelievable and unconscionable activities? Of course. Why do you think Mr. Horn asked Mrs. Ecker if she's anti-Semitic? Moreover, the summary given to the Discovery Masters and kept from our own lawyer until it was too late to even read it is one untruth piled upon another to the extent that no master would have any idea upon what to rule. This lawyer is a good teacher, people. He never misses a single detail of shrewd trickery. This is not a negative comment, for he practices his training and has managed to keep an open and shut case open and churning for 8 years. Not a bad income-making affair, is it? He has new living quarters, new offices, all good things for a physically focused attorney, and he doesn't need even one other case to handle the expenses. Just keep this one going. Of course, this is only an opinion and not necessarily even of the management. Well, Mrs. Ecker is a journalist, and with that label comes some protected and accepted rules of behavior. Just as with an attorney who has client-attorney privileges, so does a journalist have a right and duty to protect resources and information flow. But will she have to go to prison for protecting those privileges? Who knows? I will say this, however, that if a judge so chooses to order such a thing, he might be opening a bigger can of worms, for the case is only about a sale, which did not take place in May of 19... which did not take place in May of 1988. The journalistic writers were not begun until later that year and the next. How can you justify any connections at all? It would not seem wise on the part of Judge Wallace to place himself in such a negative position to protect an attorney overstretching his bounds. I don't care whether or not a judge is elected or unelected, but I would suppose Judge Wallace might. A judge should have honor and justice as his focus, not his mode of getting to the bench. The people will observe his actions, not his election. George Green is the one with the silly ETs. There is nothing silly here. There is no cult, group, or anything here. But I believe you will find the opposition has formed and worked together exactly as a cult, under full control of George Green and his flunky, who tends, it appears, to drink much too heavily all the time, George Abbott. Remember something, you in that group. George Green has named you. I have not. Rod Ents Ends has betrayed you. I have not. Doris, as a journalist, has every right to type any person's true story as news unfolds and history is laid forth to public disclosure. If you don't want your name used, then I suggest you stop making news. Even Mr. Fort's court appearance was that he didn't care about funds, but he just couldn't abide the concept of God, which disagreed with his own. What did that have to do with George Green's stealing of $350,000 in gold coins? The interviews and paper articles of the International Associated Press came directly from Green and Abbott. No party on our side hardly spoke with the press at the court hearings, and yet George Green supplied the lies in those articles to everybody, in his favorite words, and mailings to everyone on a thieved mailing list nationally. That means interstate, and the Associated Press means international as well. Sherry asked Mr. Moorhead why he worries about George Green's new statements if he doesn't believe anything Green says. Because it appears Sherry still believes Mr. Green and is now in the position of actually lying in writing for George Green. Well, maybe she feels sorry for Mrs. Green, Duga, and other silly, nonsensical stupefiers. She doesn't like being vilified? Then why does she not stop being a villain? God doesn't change one iota. People change. Besides, reader, Doris, Mrs. Ecker is a journalist and has every right, freedom, and reason to write as she sees things. By law, I am an imagining. Ah, yes, and as with the light, an imagining of quite noble position. Where from does any journalist, commentator, get opinion? Let me assure you, readers, who think Doris can't take any more, she will if necessary. I'm sure that most newspapers and all establishment press would be too afraid of the guilty culprits to run her work, but some are not, and every journalist has to pay the price to become recognized as a worthy speaker and observer. I believe any journalist, reporter, writer, movie maker has to pay his dues in the language of the industry. Perhaps she has just paid her dues. If you continue to treat God as a perceived something or other of someone else's composition and keep him separated from you as out there somewhere, you err. When you put the help of God where it belongs, it is right where you are or I am. Refusal to see. I am amazed at how many do things in the name of Christ or God, and all the while advocating things which goodness would never allow in action or law. How can you ever learn anything if you refuse to see or hear? I can refer to the one Isu Emmanuel, the one you labeled Jesus and called the Christ. Do I lessen the worthiness of this being to correct foolish perceptions? No. I honor the being enough to set things to correct. You are people of the lies. What exactly is an angel? Answer this for yourself, please. What is an angel? Is this a messenger, an energy, a figment of your own imaginings? What is an angel? If you don't know what you think about it in definition, would it not be good to find out? Will throwing our writings, Doris' writings, or George Green's writings, into the trash change one iota of the truth or falseness of the writings? Perhaps you might see differently a few things if you study them very, very carefully over and over again. The perplexing aspect of your unfolding into and within truth for self is your refusal to even look at that which contradicts in any manner that which you have been told by some man, woman, or child. These are in man's name, friends, not God's name. And touted further, all instructions are translations, and I might add, incorrect translations and pure fabrications. How can you learn if you refuse to look? Why does it disturb man so much to come into truth regarding, say, extraterrestrials? This means not of terrestrial, nothing more. Teachers all over stand in pulpits, awarded degrees by some man's theological college, in the churches, and pronounce that his or her knowledge is directly from God, of Jesus, or whatever. Do you now denounce your own truth of the projection by discounting extraterrestrials and or communication with them? Anything that is not affixed to Earth is extraterrestrial. Why do you pronounce the extraterrestrial being as being of evil consort? Those evil beings are not of the cosmos, brothers. They are locked right onto your little physical orb, the same as you. A personal look back. Since the pain of the moment rests most heavily on Dharma, I would like to remind her of some things. The most recent betrayal would seem again to be against Eckers. No, the most recent is against Bob Turner, who owns that farm. The Enzenses have made a fatal mistake, for Mr. Turner has no part of protecting his enemies. He has lived his life in this town as a major part of this town, and will enjoy taking apart the sneaks limb from associated limb. This is going to probably take in quite a few of you rock tossers. He is a big man, not often prone to violence, but never far from being prepared to loosen a few teeth along the way of those who lie, cheat, and steal from him. It appears that some of you in the Green cult didn't think before you acted. Mr. Turner's reputation is irreproachable, and you have awakened a sleeping lion. The very ones to whom you sneaked in your secrecy to do your snitching told on you. They are laughing at you and have no longer any respect for you. By the way, you long-distance callers did it. You set up your own family members. How nice, Dor says, to not be the one in the electric chair. Mr. Green is ready to do you in also because your help is about to get him caught in his own trappings. He is distancing as fast as he can from you, now calling you stupid few fools. He refers to the whole bunch of you, his followers, as idiots. He even calls his beloved attorneys, Abbott and Horton, idiots, and with Abbott, a drunken idiot fool. As the fireworks burst and the flares burn the hearts, let us remember the feelings of a day long ago when Doris wrote a little note on giving thanks. It was meaningful at the moment, for it was November the 22nd, 1990. It helps to sometimes remember what your hearts held at such a moment of writing, for it puts into perspective the solid foundation upon which you must come to trust and function. Quoting, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, November the 22nd, 1990. Giving thanks. Personal from Dharma. On this day of focusing appreciation, I need within to express without my gratitude and humble thanks for being allowed to participate in this unfolding, incredible experience called life. At this time of historical transition, to be allowed to even be present is beyond my expression capabilities, but to participate is a gift above all gifts. I express on behalf of us, the Earth Ground Team, our collective recognition of the honor and love bestowed upon us, even if we know not one another in the play unfolding. We come, as do you, in service unto God, fellow man, nation, and truth. May your will be done. Father, you walked with us while we have grappled our way through the veil and into flickering memories of our purpose, and we are grateful. There is nothing we would not do in the light of truth if you but show the way. For too long have we only asked of you and the brotherhood of our selfish wants. Should be for our selfish wants. May we assume the responsibility of this mission in the glory and truth handed into our care for the sowing of the seeds of truth upon the fertile ground. If you can give unto us such a gift, may we never be found intentionally negligent of the commission. We ask and give our own truth and blessings unto all our relations that we do not, for even one moment, forget their passage is filled with confusion. And as we grow, Father, may we find the path and move some of the pebbles out of the pathway of our brethren. Bless those teachers who seem to come in the form of testers and outright enemies, that we may gain from their great loss in soul expectations. Thank you for walking with us, and may we come into understanding, for it is difficult to be human in this day of chaos, of which there seems to be no understanding, and may we come home soon in fulfillment of that which you have sent us to do. May we ask only for our brother, and then hear that which you give us to do, that his way might be easier and truth come into his being. May your will always be that which we acknowledge and bear action. For the knowledge of that truth, we too shall come into the lighted halls of your lodge and rejoin our family. We are homesick and lonely for our home, but may we serve well at our arrival back to our place among the stars, shall bear glory, love, and peace. And may your power reveal itself in each of us, that we act always in your truth and light. May our lodges be always in perfection within, that you can find a place of perfection in which to dwell. Thank you, Grandfather, for your sheltering wings, for sometimes we are so lonely and the way seems impassable and impossible. May we always be given to persevere and see the way as you will have us walk within the wondrous creation. May we represent our brothers of the tribes of all places in your infinite places, and we ask that you of the unseen brothers be in knowing of our love and service unto you. I am humbled to be allowed to be your hands, for I have so little else to give, and you have given all. Hear us, please, that we not be blind voices in the dark wilderness, but rather knowing examples and presence within the open light of all things. I petition you to accept our gratitude, for we know that you have gifted us with all there is. May we keep this ever present in our consciousness, for we know that our souls are willing, but our mortal beings are weak and frightened. May we ever be mindful of our fright, but never fall into our weakness of fear. I ask that your will be done within me, and may I be given to see your way in knowing that you can see and I cannot. Signed, Doris Ecker. Plagues and rumors of plagues. Readers, this topic is so important as to ask you to clear your thoughts and focus with me for a moment. The diseases are no longer inability of containment. The government does have antidotes, but will do anything necessary to cover that fact from you. Millions upon millions of people are going to perish from these disease spreadings. Millions more will be killed in the need of government to contain the outbreaks. I repeat a request to each of you within earshot, get a movie, Outbreak, and watch it most carefully. This deals with viruses already prevalent, active, mutating as we write, and ready to be the ultimate weapon. I marvel that the ones who war against us have their greedy little ego battles about us and stand traitors to everything God sends in goodness, for they too shall perish at the hands of the rapers of mankind. Those who serve the evil empire shall be the first to go, for they become a threat to the very lords they serve. You who in your need for ego gratification gather the thistles for your beloved, your overlord, criminal, who directs your work and thoughts as forfeit. You know it and I know it. You only work for someone above you, and as do all slaves who are out of control, you will be the sacrificial lambs. The actions for higher self-protection are already at work, as you are being tossed into the fire pit and the lie is kept from settling on the actual offenders. Will there be enough money in the world to buy your safety and futures? Mr. Green has used all of you who served him. Mr. Horn now uses you and Mr. Green. So where does it stop? You showed your colors and deceits in the very offices which gave you shelter. By your chatterings and deceit, and you shall always be known for that which you are, for lies cannot remain forever hidden. We are grateful for you revealing yourselves, for if you perceive cult, then you are in grave and major error, and such perceptions are not acceptable in any way, shape, or form, period. Dorma is a journalist and became same from trying to work her way through the massive trials and tribulations come upon elderly people at the hands of corruption. May each of you be as able to stand in the light of public attention with so little to hide from anyone. Truth allows such stance, readers, for truth is the same every time presented. And by that very truth shall the liars reveal themselves. Example? Well, I cannot believe for a minute that the judge is going to like what Mr. Horn gave it, like that Mr. Horn gave a totally false document summary to the court, ordered discovery masters, without the Ecker attorney even being able to read it before the depositions. No wonder Horn was ready to go to war to get Mr. Dixon, paralegal assistant to Mr. Ellie, out of the room by insult and demand. At some point, the judge will allow no more of this trickery, for it reflects, publicly now, on his own character and judicial practices. Eckers have done everything ordered or suggested, including replacing two attorneys. It is noted the opposition has done nothing ordered. This does not look good in public forums. Even more open in disclosure is that this very judge sanctioned Eckers $800 for non-disclosure to Horn of information they were working diligently to supply. This simply does not look good after 8 years of struggle to simply save their very lives. When it reaches the point that a citizen may not even voice an opinion or be heard, which Eckers have never in 8 years been given opportunity, and a journalist is ordered to reveal every paper and name of resource and or research or writing retroactive for 6 years, then you have problems, readers, abundant problems. I suppose, however, that a person such as Mark Furman of O.J. Court fame and a member of the Los Angeles Finest, then a simple grandmother journalist can take the fifth. Since Mr. Ecker is also a business writer and editor, he too is likely to be able to take the fifth. When will you people stop these imposters to the justice system? Let's wrap this article with a little quotation from Little Crow. February the 3rd, 91. Quote, "We are many, many people, and yet we are one. What we do today with our thinking, what we do tomorrow with our thoughts, what we do with our actions and our interactions with people determines the course of the universe itself. You are not powerless. You are not without power." March the 3rd, 91. Quote, "You are capable of doing something that's never been done before, and that is to make the world, the universe, a better place than it's been. That isn't going against the laws of nature. That's saying you have the power within you. You don't have to be a goddess to have it, or a shaman to have it, or a holy man, or a holy woman, or a medicine man, or a medicine woman. You've got it right there, just as you sit. You're it." And also, March 91. Within us lives what it is we seek. If it is peace and harmony and balance among ourselves within yourself, then accept that it's there. Accept the possibility that it dwells within you, because there isn't anybody on earth who can give it to you. You have to take that responsibility for yourself. Think upon these things most carefully, that you not be caught with your responsibilities down. Good morning.
Thank you. As a reminder, all we have, all we are, is light. And when we put aside our own light to allow the other things of darkness to enter in, we jeopardize our very own ability to progress. If we have conscience at all, we sink into that morbid depression of guilt after we have done something very, very infantile and childish. False accusations, tattlings, anonymous phone calls. Darkness is anonymous, you see. Truth affixes its name. So that's enough. I wanted to remind Dorma this morning, because of the heavy, heavy things that have come against them in the last couple of weeks, that it seemed bad, obviously, in 1990. And yet, the strength of conviction is only stronger. Because for every negative aspect that you have had to confront, you have been able to come into the realization of God and light and truth. And at least this day, you can far better discern and judge your circumstances than could you 6 years, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years ago. Each are making a contribution while life is absorbing you. Each of you have grown in responsibility. And some of you have gotten mad as hell and won't take it anymore. And then when you look around and realize truth is your banner, fear goes away. And the spine strengthens up considerably. Many of you have paid very, very high prices to make your contribution. Zeta's probably made as high a contribution as anyone, and it's going to be fine. Because the recognition of these alternative therapies had to come. And we have now built up a credible reputation so that if we offer something, it's appreciated. We're not interested in horn or green. Whatever they spend in their time in these dark alleyways, that's their business. It isn't our business. Bless them to go about their way. You had to build credibility, and you've done it. And it doesn't matter. Do you see whether you win or lose in a corrupt court? You know. You know. And the testing's heavy. But this crew on this paper is respected out there. And Rick has a new subject to write about. You ones are able now to appreciate the negative aspects also of law. And you're getting some backbone to go forth and do something in your own behalf. Within that corrupt system, you dare. And if you dare, someone else can dare, because someone else can ask you, and maybe you can hold the hand and walk it through. And some of you are advanced enough to really give Gene some support, because it's hard on him to be insulted and degraded. by such a sniveling little individual. And yet there's nothing this man will not do to, quote, win. Have compassion for him. It's difficult not to have just total contempt. Don't do it to yourself. You began to fall behind when you allow that to rise up. They win their games when you lose it. So there won't be any losing it. And just consider you've lost it. You've lost it all. And you have nothing else to lose. That means you have everything else to gain. And when you go on that particular line of thought, you will create your way. Because you don't have to bury your past. You don't have to worry about getting up there and thinking up another story and, oh my God, what did I say here? It will be the same every time you get up there. And pretty soon, even your lawyer will begin to say, well, I don't know what it's going to be because I'm too new at this, but I know it will be the truth. And everyone can dig around in these books. I certainly wish that there would be a requirement that Mr. Horn read every piece of paper that he has requested. Yea, demanded. If I thought that would happen, I would ask you to make sure that the two moving vans be parked over there and loaded and delivered to his office. I think he would find that it might fill his office. But it's a silly game, isn't it? And a total waste of your time. And a disrespectful demand under any circumstances. There was no sale on May 24th, 1988. It is proven. It is proven. That's all that's in question. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make anything that came after that date? George Green did not even know Eckers. So how can he go to Jason Brent and say, they only went with this much, they only went with that, their intent was, this sniveling little person said, didn't you say you were going to steal that property from Santa Barbara Savings in this degrading, insulting tone of voice? Come off it. Only the adversary would be stupid enough to say such a thing. Much less when you're struggling to hang on to what you had. So let's change the subject. I want to talk about Dr. Carlson for a minute. Dorman doesn't want to talk about Dr. Carlson. He just sent through some things fairly recently that I've been hoping to respond to. He has created a new product. He is a dental surgeon. I would want to share the video with Dr. Overholt, but I didn't even want to do that until we could get some acknowledgement from Dr. Carlson, and maybe he would be kind enough to even explain his product. You have got to get better products for your mouth. Now, that's just all there is to it, people. And he has a new composite or a new type of procedure where he can put bridges in your mouth, I assume under suitable circumstances, and make that prosthesis. And he has patent on it. And I want to know how John Doe America can go into the dentist's office and say, no, I want Dr. Carlson's product. And is it available? So, Ron, would you share with us just a little bit, please? And then, Al, I want you to have the backup information, which is back at Dorma's place, and see the video. It's here. But as Dorma said, it set me back so many years to go to the dentist. This is a white-knuckled dental person. She will let all of her teeth fall out, and Bridget will not be amongst the choices. And when he started grinding around in that socket where he'd pulled that tooth out, that root tooth out, she lost it. That's it. No dentist until they all fall out on their own. But I want to know how we can get this product out there, and I want Al to please see this.
So, thank you, Commander. I would like to first be allowed to offer greetings and aloha from not only myself, but Dr. Paul Kenyon and Hilda Noy and the crew in Honolulu. We respect and honor the work that's being done here in terms of the contact and many of the other products, the colloidal gold, the colloidal silver, Gayandriana, Aquagaya. And it's well received, and it's blossoming. I have that sense, and it just doesn't quite hit the New York Times. And when it does that, be ready. But I had not expected. I sent the documents really as a way of sharing some insights that I was allowed to receive from Creator God. It happens at the most unsuspected time. Basically, an experiment years ago, a number of experiments, patients who are people, human beings who are willing to be the experimentors and experimentees of a dental practice. As Rick mentioned this morning, we still call it a practice. And medical practice and dental practice and law practice is exactly that. So with acknowledgement of those people that were willing to experiment, I stumbled across a process of replacing teeth without having to cut them down. It has been tested for the last, I would say, 7-8 years, maybe longer, in certain other circumstances, depending on what kind of a structure we're talking about in terms of replacing teeth. As a dentist, you know, as a dentist, what we do in replacing teeth is we have to cut them down into little pegs and little shapes, often leading to the death of the tooth. And then that leads you to the endodontist, and he ends up doing the root canal. And if you knew what they put in those teeth, you would never have that done. I used to do endodontics until about 1981, 2, or 3, somewhere around there, when I met Dr. Voll from Germany, who very much was against or contrary to doing endodontics. He said that that's one of the greatest sources of problems that we as human beings face. That is a constant focus of collection of bacteria, viruses, and fungus, and endotoxins or exotoxins that poison the body and disturb the entire light field, the electromagnetic field of the body. So I had to go back and rethink all the stuff that I was programmed and taught in my dental school, and I finally, fortunately, came across the documents that supported the contention he had presented. But that leads me back to this idea of replacing teeth without having to. Number one, the material, composite material. Let me explain that briefly. It's a polymer with silica, mainly silica, silicon dioxide. It has some other elements in it, but it's basically glass. We don't use the word glass. It scares people. We say it's. I've heard some people say it's coral or quartz, which it is, I guess. And I'm sure Commander and Germaine and Ed Young and other scientists would know much more about that than I would know. I was allowed to use this material when I made a commitment not to put mercury silver fillings in 1978, 79, around there. And I experimented with it. And again, it leads me to this experimentation that I've been doing and rebuilding teeth and watching. We were told that this material was only transitory. It would last maybe 3 or 5 years. You'd have to replace it. But after about 18 years, I've watched many of the things that I was allowed to do in the early 80s, late 70s, come back in good shape. It surprised me, and so it led to this other experimentation. So the composites are available for everyone. It's just that dentists are very difficult, very conservative human beings, and they're very programmed. You don't get into medical school, dental school, law school, architectural school without being highly programmable, meaning that you have to be willing to give over your questioning for simply doing what they tell you to do. And so anyway, I just presented this material as a possibility to share it with Commander and Doris and EJ and other people. And the video I sent shows a person who is actually being treated for cancer in Honolulu, and her physician that sent her to me, and she had a number of gold crowns and a lot of electrical disturbance, galvanism we call it, that was disturbing her body, or does disturb the body and prevents the body from doing what it normally has been designed to do, and that's to heal. God divinely designed us. And we've disturbed ourselves by a lot of these metals and a lot of the procedures that we do to look good. And in our profession, too, we try to make people look good, and we look good when we make people look good. Unfortunately, they die quickly after we've made them look good. Implants, different types of materials. If you knew what we put in dental alloys, you know, the metals that go into people's mouths are very dissimilar. There's gallium, beryllium, other types of nickel, high nickel content alloys, high copper. And the doctors do not know what they're putting in. Oh, many of them don't. They're becoming more aware, but many of them don't. And I didn't, and I don't profess that I do all the time. I don't try to put in any metal. But we just had a case where a lady was told that she had a gold crown put in, and it was a gold-fused porcelain. Well, this lady I'm working with right now, and she's bringing a lawsuit against a colleague of mine for various other reasons, but one of the corollaries is the fact that she was told that this was a gold crown, and she's the kind of person that does the research, and she went back and took it to a laboratory and had it analyzed analytically and found out that there was about 13% gold, mainly gallium and palladium, and that then she went back to the laboratory, the dental laboratory, and asked them what type of material, and they presented her with a card, a compilation of all of the materials, and it said 55% gold.